Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of Marketing Monday with Jose. I'm your host, Jose Victor Castellanos, and in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about Facebook remarketing, what it is, and how to use it. So Facebook remarketing. Facebook has really been working really hard on improving its Facebook ad platform. The ad platform is extremely powerful, and you can get really targeted just through the targeting options that they have currently. But with remarketing, it takes it a step further. Remarketing is when you're able to market back to people that have already, in this case with Facebook, that have already, you know, engaged with your Facebook page, engaged with your website, engaged with a video. So I'm gonna break it down for you real quick on, you know, some of the options that you can do through here, most of the options you can do through Facebook when it comes to remarketing. So the first and most common one that most people know with remarketing is website traffic. So people that visit your website and, you know, left without purchasing, you obviously want to still try to capture these people as they've already visited your website and are aware of your products and services and your brand. So with Facebook, you can install a pixel on your website and create audiences based on pages that people visit. So you can create an audience based on all visitors that visit any page, as well as you can create specific audiences based on the pages that they visit. So if you're an e-commerce store and you have products there and people are visiting your product pages, they're not visiting them for no reason. They're visiting because they're more than likely interested in it. So with the Facebook pixel, you'll be able to create an audience based on the page that they visit. So if there's a specific page, product page, you can create an audience just for that product page. So people that go to that product but don't purchase, then you can actually show them a ad or a sponsored post through Facebook and be able to try to capture those people and get that conversion. Some of the other things you can do with Facebook is also what's called a customer file or email file. So if you have a database of email addresses, say for your newsletter, and not everyone on your newsletter is purchased from you, bought from you, you can actually market to those people that have already given you their newsletter, or given you their email address for your newsletter. And this will allow you to market back to them. So that's really cool. So how that works is you upload your email address, email list, and Facebook will cross-reference it against all the accounts in Facebook and match them up if there's a match. The other cool way is Facebook engagement, and they've recently actually just updated this, and you can create audiences based on engagement on your Facebook content, whether that is you can create a list of people that interact with your Facebook page, so they don't even have to like your page, just that they interact with your page. So they just go, maybe go look at a picture, maybe they saw something, maybe someone mentioned it, maybe they saw your brand, but they ended up going to your actual Facebook page and maybe like the picture. But some way, somehow, they engage with your Facebook page, whether that be through just going to the page and looking at it and clicking on something and viewing a picture, or actually liking it or sharing stuff. So that's really powerful right there, because that way you can capture people that aren't even fans of your page but yet are interested in it, and maybe they just don't feel like liking the page, but now you can actually market to them. A really powerful one through Facebook is video, where with video you can actually create audiences based on the amount of time that people watch your video. So if someone watches your video only 25% of the video, then you know they may not be as engaged with that content as people that obviously watch 75 to 100% of the video. So then this will allow you to create more targeted advertising when it comes to these people, as, you know, perhaps the people that only didn't watch more than 25%, they may not have, you know, been as engaged with that content. That type of content maybe wasn't, you know, what they like, where the other audience that, you know, watched 75% to 100% of the video are much more engaged, and then you know that you should probably provide them with more of that same type of content as they are really more interested in it. Then you can actually create your messaging around those people, around those audiences, and then target them specifically. Another great one is now the Instagram business profile. This is new, where you can actually create an audience of people that interact with your Instagram business profile. So if you have a business page, this will allow you to create an audience based on people that visit your Instagram business page. So in conclusion, really, Facebook is an extremely powerful tool when it comes to remarketing. You can remarket through Google AdWords and do display banners and all that, but most people don't even pick up that there's even banners on the sites anymore. And when sites have a lot of banners and ads everywhere, most people tend to shy away from any of those ads. So Facebook has become much, much more targeted, much better player in this space. That to allow you to be able to remarket to people that have engaged with your brand and your products and services. So I hope this helped. If it did, go ahead and share it with your friends, family, dog, whoever. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, jose@reconmediainc.com. And I'd be happy to help you out with any of your questions. I'm here to help. So thanks again, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.